bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, comedian Bert Kreischer on the phone. We'll have that right after this.
To be shy, but I see something naughty in your eye. Well, there's no shame in just being who you are. On the dance floor is a perfect place to start. It must be unfurled if you want to show the world. Let your freak flag fly. Let your freak. Let your freak flag fly. We're not here to judge ya, we're just here to love ya. Let your freak, flag fly. I see no reason why you can't let your freak flag fly. Your colors before you get too old. You and Thelma, I'm Scooby-Doo. Nothing around here is too taboo. Rock the mystery bed like a waterbed. Brick Daphne Shaggy, but don't tell Fred. Let your freak, let your freak flag fly. Let your freak, let your freak flag fly. We're not here to judge ya, we're just here to love ya. Let your freak, let your freak flag fly. See no reason why you can't let your freak flag fly. Oh, crack it like a Liberty Bell. Smack it with a rebel yell. Shake it like a salad toss. Stitch it like Betsy Ross. Let your freak, flag fly. We're not here to judge ya, we're just here to love ya. Let your freak, let your freak flag fly. Let your freak, let your freak flag fly. We're not here to judge ya, we're just here to love ya. We're not here to judge ya, we're just here to love ya. Let your freak, let your freak flag fly. Let your freak, let your freak flag fly. I see no reason why you can't let your freak flag fly.
great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Bert Kreischer joining us on the telephone. Bert, how are you, sir?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
Really?
Great.
Good, good for you.
Got a clear head this morning?
Yeah. No, I got a massage last night. I took a Xanax, went to sleep, didn't eat. I feel skinny.
All right.
There's no better weight loss remedy than a nice sleeping pill at 6 p.m.
Ah, so yeah, it's your true version of Jersey Shore. What was it? The laundry tan?
Gym tan laundry. GTO.
Okay. So you do X? Xanax?
Just leave it at X.
Xanax massage.
Well, actually, Bert, for those of us who follow Bert on Instagram, he likes to get into his pool naked. Is that not correct, Bert?
Oh, especially in the winter. I do a cold plunge.
That's right.
Oh, I'm telling you, your body tightens up so much. You get out and you look so skinny. You don't look well representative of your manhood, but you look so skinny.
All right.
Well, yeah, there's some competition among comedians getting skinny right now. Have you seen what's his name? The guy,
Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah, from what's the movie called? The Big Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw. He is so ripped for that movie.
Yeah,
he looks amazing. Like, yeah, literally amazing.
Wait a minute. I thought that was Photoshop.
I did
that's
too.
Really?
No, that's him.
No. He spent a year with a trainer, like, strict dietitian, and working out. My only question is, like, what kind of, like, hardcore action is this tech support guy going to get into in the movie?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he had couple trainers, and he looks amazing.
Huh.
He looks gorgeous. How soon until he leaves his wife, right?
you know that's why he's getting in shape.
Oh,
yeah.
On.
I think he and Emily are quite happy.
I love Kumail. He is the best looking comedian in the business right now. Say, shout out to Rogan and Dane and D'Elia, all these guys that are in great shape. Kumail came from out of nowhere, a dark horse, and took them. He looks gorgeous. I was going through the picture, enlargening his arms, because there are veins throughout his arms.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the picture. His arms are super veiny, and
he must not eat anything but eggs.
Oh,
and
my God.
Meat,
yeah, look at that.
He all but admits it was torture.
Protein more protein.
I don't like seeing veins like that.
He's obviously pumped up for the photo, but he thanks a number of trainers and a dietitian and his wife.
Yeah, it pretty much says, unless you're Hollywood rich, you can't do this.
No.
Well, I'll tell you, here's what I find absolutely fascinating. And by the way, I'm friends with Kumail. I love Kumail. But knowing Kumail, Kumail is who he is so hilarious is because he's, you know, an outsider. We're all comedians. We all saw ourselves as outsiders, like kids who saw the jock, the quarterback MVP, and that guy was unruthlessly a bully, like just across the board. So I wonder what it's like for him now to look in the mirror and see his enemy growing up.
You're right, Bert. Yeah. He calls himself a villain.
So who's
he can't identify with that body
right
at all, because he is the most softest, gentlest, sweetest human being, but now he's got the body of the idiot from Road Rules. He's like, what's up, guys?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. The veins on his arms are scary. But so what is he playing? Who's he playing? Is he playing the bad guy in the...
I don't know anything about the Marvel.
He's got to be playing the good guy. There's no way. I mean, you know what? I go through, you know, Sober October every year. I go through weight loss. I lost 35 pounds this year. Mm-hmm. And there's no insight or intelligence in weight loss. It is the dumbest thing in the world. Getting in shape is so stupid. Any moron can do it. It literally, most morons do it. The people in best shape are usually the dumbest people in the room. And so I understand that it must have been torture for him, because you just go to a hot spin class. I go to a hot spin class every day, and I just don't think for 45 minutes and go against my natural intuition, which is get out of here, go write a joke. It's just the dumbest thing in the world to be in shape.
Uh-huh. You're justifying this, of course, for yourself.
I'm still overweight.
Bert Kreischer is our guest. He's currently eating a donut and looking at a photograph.
What of it?
Have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
No, I haven't done any of it. My wife told me, she's like, you know, if you want to get Christmas shopping in. And I was like, why can't I just give everyone money? Like,
that's what people want.
I'm going to buy the wrong present anyway. Like, whatever present I buy is... I got my wife a Peloton bike. Is that a good idea?
Sure. That's the big controversial commercial, but if she's into
this
that,
year. Mm-hmm.
If she's an exercise person,
get her
it's good.
A Peloton bike and a vacuum.
Oh,
ooh, that's, no, wrong answer. You want a pair of earrings hanging from the handlebars on that bike.
Do it.
Oh. Well, that's the David Tell joke. I got her some mustache wax and a piece of gum.
Wow.
Secret time. I'm going back to Russia.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yeah, no one knows about it yet, but I found out yesterday. Yeah, I know. They always do this. Don't tell anyone anything. And I'm like, sure, got it. And then the first chance I get, I'm like, I'm talking to friends. They're not going to tell anybody.
No. When are you going to Russia?
He can't tell you.
I can tell you exactly when. September.
Don't tell Bert any secrets.
Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, dude, I am horrible at secrets to the point where I'm like, literally, if you have a secret, don't tell me because I love sharing secrets so much.
Really?
Cool.
Dude, I like selling secrets almost as much as I like giving people good news. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know when you have good news to give to someone? Like, I found this black guy who lost his ring at the beach one time, and I was looking for it with him, and then all of a sudden the ring slid on my finger in the sand. And for a split second, the power I had over this guy where I looked at him and I go, I milked it. I go, what's my name? And he goes, what? I go, what's my name? My wife's next to me. She goes, he found your wedding ring. And the guy's like, what's his name? And I was like, what's my special power? He goes, you find lost things. Dude, I love good news, and I love secrets.
Now, Bert, your life has changed. I was looking at some of the auditoriums that you're playing, and you're playing the legendary Ryman. So either you've gone up, or their standards have dropped.
I think it's the latter.
Yeah, you're playing some really nice rooms here.
We're doing two shows at the Ryman. We sold the first one out.
Oh, that's cool. Great.
That is cool.
Yeah. Oh, I just saw this documentary from Ken Burns about country music.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Sure.
And I was sitting there. Yeah, I'll tell you, like, very candidly, I sat there probably 3 years, 4 years ago, and Larry the Cable Guy was playing there, and he had sold it out. And I remember thinking to myself, God, I can't imagine to come to a city like Nashville where I don't think anyone knows me, but, you know, and I never really sold tickets before. In the best case scenario, I would love to play here just once. And then to sell it out, we sold it out first day, I think. And I was just blown away. I've been blown away. I've been very, very grateful for everyone who buys tickets to these tours because it's my favorite thing in the world to do. Honestly, is get a tour bus with a bunch of my buddies, roll into cities, perform all new material, and then tell everyone to go to a meetup at a bar and hang out and drink all night. It's my favorite. I am the happiest I've ever been in my entire life.
Well, that's good.
Good.
Now, do you know what a nudie suit is?
No.
Okay. No, it's not what you think.
He likes it.
It's not what you think. A nudie suit is not a naked suit. We were talking about it earlier. It's kind of that Porter Wagner, you know, those famous, they look like a business
they have
suit.
Rhinestones all over them with flour.
A lot of filigreed.
Yeah. Like the old school, like 1970s suits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Yodel kid is wearing one. That kid from a year or two ago.
Yeah.
If you have any balls, you would have a Bert Kreischer nudie suit made.
That's a great idea.
When you get on stage at the Ryman. When
Bert and rhinestones across the back.
I'll take one further. Mm. I'll take one further. You ready for this?
Yeah. Oh, God.
You just planted the best seed you could ever plant. I'm going to get... Do you remember when women would get vajazzled?
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to vajazzle my chest.
All right.
Oh, yes.
So when you take your shirt off, there it is,
there's
baby.
There's your nudie suit.
It's rhinestones
right
all taped, all glued to my chest.
Yeah. That's great.
Now, when you hang up the phone here, if you don't go right back to sleep, Google nudies, and it's N-U-D-I-E, and they have got... These suits are spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
But and if you see,
I'm typing it in nudies, and the first thing that came up is Britney Spears. Is that the right one?
No.
Oh, yeah, I like this a lot. Wow.
you would look so great in a nudie suit. The crowd would lose their mind, especially if you took
I'm doing it
off. Especially if you took it off and had whatever the sequined marijuana leaves or on your chest. The nudie suits are famous. there are a number of
Chris
rock,
Isaac
rock
wears
yeah.
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Orville Peck is.
But yeah. If, yeah. At the Ryman Auditorium, that would just be such a home run just for walking up.
I wonder if they've ever had anyone perform shirtless there.
That's a good question.
Dolly Parton.
It's harder to find.
Dolly Parton, of course. No,
it's harder to find a picture of you with a shirt on than without.
I know. I see pictures of me doing stand-up with a shirt on, and I'm like, what year is that?
Now, does your wife ask you to put a shirt on a lot?
Oh, I took my shirt off at a bar mitzvah.
And
like, we only know half the people there. And my daughter, there's a picture of it. You can find it on my Instagram. My daughter is appalled. And I have my hand in the air. I'm like, yeah, this is what daddy does, baby. I bring the thunder.
Wow. Hey, wait, now can you talk about this TV show? What exactly are you working on?
I will go into the woods with a celebrity and a comedian. And we go camping for the night. And throughout the... And it's basically whatever I want to do with these celebrities. So it's gotten some big A-list celebrities who don't know what they signed up for.
Oh, you got a banjo guy on the Deliverance team.
Oh,
just shy of that, yes.
Oh wow!
They're bringing names to us, and I'm like, they know they've Googled me, right? The best one is that. Everyone started getting into it, and then everyone's like, hey, I wonder if we can get, like, Brad Pitt or, like, Vince Vaughn or Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks. And I was like, let's do a video. So I shot a video where, you know, I rip my shirt off. I say, hey, you're getting this message because I'm a huge fan of yours. And then I cover my mouth, and I just inserted 50 different A-list names in there. So it was like, Tom Hanks, Mark and or Donnie Wahlberg.
That's great.
So we'll see what celebrities have a sense of humor. We're sending those out today. And I'm hoping someone posted on their Instagram just so anyone can see it.
Oh, that's great. And you had,
yeah.
What did I see that you posted that got like millions of hits? Was it just the promo for your tour?
Wasn't he hip hop?
Was it me dancing?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Amazing.
I saw it a couple months
ago. Yeah. I had pitched for Sober October this year with Rogan and Ari and Tom that we each do hip-hop dance videos. I was like, we'll each train with a hip-hop dancer, we'll do a hip-hop dance video, and then people can judge them, and that'll be our competition. We'll each learn to dance together. And they all were like, stupid idea. And so then I just did it on my own because I thought it was a good idea. I did think it was a good idea, and it was a good idea. I did it for, cost me $1,200 to make. I sold an exorbitant amount of tickets within the next couple of days because I put all my tour dates on the end, you know?
That's where
obviously, we're not doing it against each other, so I just did it to promote tour dates. And then Tom Segura called me. He was like, if you don't think I'm spending six figures on a dance video, you're out of your mind. And so Segura dropped just shy of six figures on a dance rebuttal video where he murders me at the end. And both of us, I mean, Tom called and he was like, dude, I had to add a second show to every one of my Australian tour dates. And it was a lot of fun, and it's good marketing, you know? It's like if you can just for a second put yourself, like I then rented a marching band to come to my backyard to play Rubber Band Man to promote my new Birdie Boy tour.
Why not?
And then I had him get in my man cave with me because I had him for an hour. They thought they were there for one job. I'm like, guys, I'm a comedian. You're going to be doing a lot of stuff around my house.
How much does a band cost?
$4,000.
Yeah. kind of a bargain, according to the Segura.
I thought too, right? 15 people.
Yeah.
You get them, you can do whatever you want with them for an hour. And so I brought them in my man cave, and I had them play music while I ran on the treadmill.
Yes! And it's Rubber Band Man. It's really good.
You can find it all on my Instagram. And my whole goal is just, you know, look, here's how I look at it. And I know this sounds silly, and it may sound like the wrong way to go about it, but, like, I'm a huge fan of like, Wilco. Wilco is one of my favorite bands. Mm-hmm. And when Wilco comes to L.A. and I don't know about it, I actually get upset at Wilco. I go, why wouldn't you advertise? That's your job to tell me you're coming to my city. It's not my job to be going, oh, note to self, Google Wilco's dates.
You know, so he brings up a great point. Mm-hmm. That is true.
That is true.
Yeah, and when your favorite band comes to your city and you miss them, I get upset with the band, and I go, why wouldn't you care about me as your fan to let me know you're coming? So my whole goal, I then reverse engineered that, and I thought, well, I'm sure there's people that go, man, I really like Bert, I'd love to see him live. It's my responsibility to make sure that as many people in that want to see me live know that I'm coming to their city. So then I allocated, I'll tell you exactly, I allocated $100,000 throughout a year to spend on marketing, to go, this is, I'm going to shoot that many videos to let people know I'm coming to their cities, because I know I'll recoup that, and that's the way, and it's a write-off. So I go, and then I never spent, like this year, I still have $47,000
left. Oh, big stunt coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, either that or I just keep my money.
But. Yeah, maybe just do that.
Oh, no, I think the IRS already knows you're putting it off.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.